Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Current climate change legislation in Congress is fatally flawed because it relies on a flawed cap-and-trade policy. In the personal views of longtime Environmental Protection Agency lawyers Lori Williams and Alan Zabel, in cap-and-trade, total allowed greenhouse gas emissions are capped at an ever-lower yearly limit for all industries over time. But industries receive carbon credits, so they can trade their greenhouse gas emission permits among themselves. They can also earn credits by buying carbon offsets, that is, fund activities that reduce emissions to offset industrial emissions, such as paying a landowner not to cut down a forest. But what if there were no plans to remove that forest anyway? Flaws in cap and trade are that 1. The number of issued carbon credits and offsets and the cap itself can allow substantial greenhouse gas emissions, as in current proposed legislation. 2. Industries can buy ineffective carbon offsets. And 3. Too many industrial exemptions from the policy can be granted. When tried in Europe, cap and trade lowered emissions little. Williams and Zabel argue instead that we raise the cost of fossil fuels through carbon fees to create a steady market push to develop clean energy. Fossil fuel fees can be rebated back to taxpayers to offset the increased cost of fossil fuels. For the Climate Change Report, this is Mel Hart.